This is
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody, at 9:40 on a Friday. Now, Len, one of my favorite James Bond movies of all time is Roger Moore in The Spy Who Loved Me. Remember? Oh, okay. 1977.
Yeah.
The beautiful Barbara Bach played the Bond girl, married to Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Roger at his looking great in a tuxedo. It was set in Egypt, and it was famous because it had the car that turns into a submarine. Remember the car? It was a Lotus Esprit, I think.
Yeah.
And the helicopter is chasing the car. Bad guys in the helicopter shooting at James Bond from the helicopter, and the car goes right off into the sea, and then James Bond pushes a button, and it becomes a submarine. And then they get away in the submarine, and then it comes up on the beach, and Roger Moore rolls down the window, and he holds a fish out and drops the fish on the beach.
Now, are you just going to give the entire plot of the movie, or is there a reason why you're telling me
I'm saying because The Spy Who Loved Me, there is a spoof out about spy movies, and it is called The Spy Who Dumped Me.
The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Yes, that's why I brought up The Spy Who Loved Me. That's the joke of the title.
Oh, that is? Oh, I didn't realize
that's why it's called The Spy Who Loved Me. It's now this movie.
Is this like a sequel?
No.
Roger Moore in this one, too?
No.
Barbara Bach is the fish alive? Is the submarine car still going strong?
No. It's a Kate McKinnon.
Oh, from Saturday Night Live. She's
from
good.
Saturday Night Live. She's in it. It's a spoof of all of these spy movies.
Oh, okay.
And they play amateur spies. Anyway, who better to tell us if it's any good than WOR's Movie Minute Man, Joe Neumeier. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we could go off a little bit more on the James Bond Lotus Esprit, which shows up again a couple of years later in For Your Eyes Only. But let's talk about
it. Does, but
movie.
It's red.
But it's red, exactly. Yeah. But it's red, and it doesn't go into the water. But that's.
Yeah, I was so hoping you'd tell me that everything that Riedel said was just wrong, and he got the wrong movie and the wrong facts. Well, and I'm going,
It's a great movie.
Who shows up on the beach there in The Spy Who Loved Me, who shows up in the next three James Bond movies in Moonraker and The Spy Who and For Your Eyes Only.
Yes, he was a friend of the producer, Cubby Broccoli,
exactly,
and Cubby would always put
him
in.
And he kind of does these double takes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But all of which is sort of to say that The Spy Who Dumped Me is actually okay. Who could have guessed? I wasn't expecting much from this movie. It's a female buddy comedy with Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon. They've had a couple of L.A. pals, and Kunis's boyfriend dumps her. Thus the title. And it turns out that he's actually a spy with the CIA, and they have to somehow figure out how to get this flash drive, a thumb drive that he's gotten to them, into the right hands. And they wind up in Amsterdam and Berlin. And I liked it a lot. Kate McKinnon can make anything funny.
She's really good.
She really is, and she deserves, a better movie than this, or than Ghostbusters, or Office Christmas Party, any of the things that, those Saturday Night Live performers who are great at impersonations, they don't get great movies, unfortunately, so they got to work a little bit harder. So she's really the reason to see this movie. It's really, she's got a great bit where she kind of, at the end, where she has to pretend she's a Cirque du Soleil performer, and it's really funny, and she's sort of the most winning thing in the film, but it's also, it's kind of violent, it's got an edge to it that you weren't expecting, and I like movies like this anyway. I like Spies Like Us or the Bob Hope movie, my favorite brunette. So I like movies where ordinary people kind of have to fall into spy stuff. I'm giving it 3 stars. It's kind of a 2-star movie easily, but if you like Kate McKinnon, I give it an extra star just for her because she's really fun.
Hey, do you remember Dean Martin? Matt Helm.
Matt Helm, those four Matt Helm movies.
They're great.
In the 60s. Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Those were spoofs as well. And of course, and James Coburn as.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we could go on and on. Movies forever. But I feel like, this is the kind of movie where it's like after Mission Impossible last weekend, which we did a bigger than life sort of adventure. This is sort of like brings it down to scale. And if you're looking for something jokey and something, this is kind of one of the last things of summer that's really kind of going to make you kind of laugh, I think, because it's got one of those feels to it that you just kind of go, you're not expecting much. And turns out Kate McKinnon makes the whole thing. So well, 3 stars.
Well, she's tremendous on SNL. There's a wide range of characters. Yeah. She did Hillary and she's done Kellyanne Conway. She does Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Now,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is amazing. I think she's really funny.
Now, what's her film history? Has she had any great movies?
She hasn't had great movies, but I got to say, she's actually kind of the best thing in the remake of Ghostbusters, which gets a lot of people don't like it. I think it's sort of fine. If what you're going to do is remake Ghostbusters for a new audience, I feel like that's sort of the way to go. Then she did Office Christmas Party, which is okay. She's done small things. She's really, this is sort of the thing that, after this movie, she really needs to do something bigger where it's really just either her or, her and Kristen Wiig, who had great energy in Ghostbusters. So, but a lot of those Saturday Night Live performers who are great at imitations, Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman, Bateman, even Dan Aykroyd, those guys, they had trouble translating to the big screen because they're better in like those 4 or 5 minute short bursts, you know. So hopefully Kate McKinnon will break that curse because she's really fun. She's terrific.
I was looking at the review in the Post of this movie, The Spy Who Dumped Me, which gets 3 stars, and they say the action's really good.
Yeah, it is. It's surprisingly good. It's sort of it's a first time filmmaker. It's a woman from Providence, and she wrote the script. And that's the other thing that I feel like people aren't expecting because it's a female buddy comedy, and like it's not like it's sort of similar to Spy. Remember the Melissa McCarthy movie from a couple years ago?
Yeah.
It's a little like Spy, but it's got a much harder edge to it. And some of the kind of the bone crunching violence and the stunts actually really turn out to be sort of you'd expect those in sort of any sort of action comedy, and that kind of helps underscore the comedy even better. I think it's a surprisingly violent movie and a surprisingly good action film, but on top of it is McKinnon and the comedy stuff. So it's not a bad 3-star movie. It's okay.
Around with Joey Neumeier, our WOR movie guy. Anything else this weekend, or is that the only thing out?
There's a movie coming out for nobody called Christopher Robin that Disney has done that is about essentially the grown-up Christopher Robin from the Winnie the Pooh stories. It stars Ewan McGregor. I mean, if you can imagine the guy from Trainspotting, 22 years, and I like Ewan McGregor, but 22 years later playing essentially the grown-up human boy that was friends with Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and Eeyore and everything. It's pretty morose and pretty bad. It's getting kindly reviews. I would give it a 1-star just because the animated characters, they come to life and they kind of walk around and he's grown up and it's kind of like Hook. He has to figure out where his inner child is. They kind of wanted to make it, I think, like Pete's Dragon or like Where the Wild Things Are, and it turns out to be like Hook, and it's really, I would say it's a movie for nobody. Kids are going to come out of it feeling like, why am I watching a middle-aged man talk to stuffed bears?
yeah, it's a very good question.
You see that in the subway, I don't know why
you see it on the way to work. Well, you don't have to pay to see it.
Exactly. All right. Joe Neumeier, WOR movie man for us. Thanks a lot for
Thanks,
your review, Joe. Have a good weekend.
Guys, have a good one. You too.